You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Wednesday, October 26th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. Test scores for Michigan students see a post-pandemic decline, a major staircase at Pictured Rocks is destroyed by high winds, and the most common COVID symptoms have changed. Newly released test scores show Michigan students continue to struggle to reach pre-pandemic academic achievements, leaving educators grappling with solutions on how to move students forward. Michigan students' scores on the National Assessment on Educational Progress, math and reading tests in the fourth and eighth grade were below the scores from 2019, according to the assessment's 2022 results. This echoes a downward trend seen nationally and one of the first snapshots showing how Michigan students compare to others nationally since the pandemic began. State Superintendent Michael Rice said in a statement that educators have a great deal of work to do instructionally to make up for the pandemic's adverse effects. Otherwise known as the nation's report card, the NAEP math and reading test are given to a random sample of fourth and eighth grade students across the country. Due to the pandemic, this year was the first time students took the NAEP test since it was last administered in 2019. Michigan had approximately 2.6% of its fourth and eighth grade students tested in math and reading from January through March 2022, in approximately 260 school buildings across the state. Michigan's average math score dropped 4 points for fourth graders and about 8 points for eighth graders when comparing 2019 tests to 2020. That's similar to national trends. Officials at Michigan's Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore are asking visitors to use alternate routes to reach the park's Miner's Beach after its main staircase was damaged by recent storms. In an announcement posted to Facebook, park officials shared photos of the damage and said the staircase will be closed until further notice. In the meantime, visitors are asked to use the staircases on the west or east ends of the beach and are urged not to climb up or down the bluff, which will destabilize the area and cause more erosion, the post said. Miner's Beach is a scenic mile-long stretch of sandy shoreline at the National Lakeshore, encompassing the place where the Miner's River flows into Lake Superior. Park updates are posted regularly to the park's Facebook page. What are the symptoms of COVID? The answer has changed after nearly 3 years in the pandemic, largely depending on your vaccination status. Nextstar Media reports the ZOE Health Study, a joint effort by researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital, the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, King's College London, Stanford University School of Medicine, and the health app ZOE, published its findings last week showing the most common COVID symptoms. Participants who were fully vaccinated, partially vaccinated, and unvaccinated reported four of the same main symptoms: a sore throat, runny nose, persistent cough, and a headache. But the prevalence of each, as well as a fifth symptom, varies depending on how many vaccine doses you've had. For those who are fully vaccinated, a blocked nose is the third most frequently reported symptom, researchers found. Those who have received just one dose of the vaccine say it's sneezing, and those who are unvaccinated commonly report a fever. According to ZOE, sneezing and a runny nose weren't previously thought to be common symptoms of COVID infection. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.